faith out in the world is dying, and the church needs to do something about this. This is exactly what Bishop Janos Zegeli, a bishop from a Western diocese in the country of Hungary, has done in his new book, The Door of Faith. This book has in fact already been published in Hungary for 8 years, and it is read throughout the whole country, and now is being made available for the first time for us in English. In it, he answers all the deepest questions of our minds and hearts. Do not be deceived by his humble demeanor. This man is a holy genius. Listen to what he has to say. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now on to part one of this interview, where we explore his background and the inspiration that led to his writing this book. My friends, today we have the honor of having with us Bishop Janos. It's John, but he's a bishop in Hungary, and he's the recent author of the book, The Door of Faith, that will be published as this video is being released for you to purchase it on Queen of Media. And I'll put the link below where you can get that. And we're going to talk a little bit about his background and then what brought him the inspiration to write this book, as well as some questions talking about different things that he speaks about in the book. So Bishop Janos, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how long you've been a bishop, and let us get to know you a little bit.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak about my faith and about this book, The Door of Faith. I come from a very deeply Catholic family. My mom, from her teenage age, she always goes every day to the Holy Eucharist, to the Mass. And the second part of the Mass, she always, until she was able to do that, she prayed kneeling. I was an altar boy from five years of age, and I always, with one eye, observed her praying so deeply, with such authenticity and strength, that slowly I understood that the love and peace of our family lies, first of all, on the deep and very strong faith of my mom. It is also interesting that the grandparents were not believers, or at least not practicants. But my mom somehow discovered this deep relationship with God in her teenage age. And from that time, she lives that relationship in a very authentic way. My mom is a piano teacher, and she always has had a great respect and honor towards my father. We could feel it every evening when my father returned home from the work. When the door opened, my mom was very quick to run to the door, and they embraced each other. Every evening began like this. It was wonderful to see. My father is a very talented man. He has spoken many languages, and he won twice the national competition of mathematics in Hungary. So wow. He was a very clever, very smart person, and we admired his talent. And maybe another important thing of my family, we were very deeply patriotic, so to say. For example, my uncle participated personally in the revolution of 56 against the communist regime in Hungary. And so he had to flee Hungary. He had to leave our country.
You know, just from some of the things that you've mentioned, and for those of you that will have a chance to read the book, whenever you read about different people, sometimes you can think what were the things that were in their background. And especially, for instance, when you read about the saints, you see some of these very beautiful backgrounds, these amazing parents, and these situations that are really unique. And you can see in the book some of that love of your mother's faith, some of the creativity and the intelligence of your father kind of woven throughout the book.
because it covers so many different things, as well as I thought it was interesting. I think some of the poems you were putting throughout the book, which I thought was really amazing. I imagine most of them, or many of them, are from Hungary, you know, so a love of your country. So it's interesting how your personality really comes through in the book. And it's something very beautiful. Tell us a little bit about maybe some of the things that make the Catholic faith in Hungary unique. Maybe if there's any unique saints or apparitions of the Blessed Mother or things like that, that kind of give Hungary a unique flavor in the Catholic faith.
Hungary is a very special place, and I think a very special language and nation. We came from Asia. In the 9th century, we arrived to the actual place where we are, but it was a very long way till arriving there. And our language is not an Indo-European language. It's a very strange, very, for us, beautiful and wonderful language, very difficult to learn. So we have no close relationships with other nations around us. And our history is quite difficult because we are in a bad place in Europe. We had to survive the invasion of the Mongols, then the Turkish occupation for centuries. Then we were under, or we were part of the Austrian Empire, the Habsburg Empire. Then after the First World War, Hungary has lost two-thirds of his historical territory, and also one-third of every Hungarian, one-third of the population found himself outside the borders. So it's a great tragedy and problem of our history. Afterwards, we were also occupied by the Germans during the Second World War to ensure that we could not side the French and the English during the Second World War. Mm-hmm. And after it, we were part of the Soviet regime, and we have had this terrible communist dictatorship. So our history is very difficult, very painful, with many heroic revolutions. Another thing which is special in Hungary, our first king, who was crowned in the year 1000, Saint Stephen, has dedicated his country to the Holy Virgin. So it's the first time in history that a nation officially is offered protection of the Holy Virgin. This kingly family, this first dynasty in Hungary, has had a lot of saints, altogether 12 saints of the same family and 5 blessed persons. So a very strongly Christian beginning of our history. And somehow it is present also today. For example, in the whole society, it is a very strong conviction that the family is an utmost important value. And also the state and all the society help the families. For example, our state helps the young couples to buy the first family home with a quite huge amount of money. The state will give the possibility to all the young couples to begin a good life, to begin their new family. The state also to have children for these families, gives great state subventions for the birth of the children. Or it is absolutely unimaginable in Hungary that the gender ideology should be introduced in the state schools. Or maybe another interesting feature of our society, that the state or the society helps in the same way the church schools and church institutions, as for example elderly homes, as the public schools. It is the conviction of our legal system that every Hungarian citizen is has the same value, pays the same taxes. That's why he has the right to have the school according to his conviction, to his faith. So we have the equal financial help for all the schools in Hungary.
That's really amazing. You know, I had a chance to be in Budapest some years ago. And I remember it was a tour that we were going to Poland and Austria. And then we ended up in Hungary. And it definitely felt like a different world. I remember thinking, okay, I know that we're in Europe, but it doesn't feel like I'm in Europe anymore. Something felt different, but it was very, very beautiful. I think I remember either seeing a painting of St. Stephen giving his crown to the Blessed Mother. And I thought, you know, before, right now, for instance, many of my viewers know about consecrating yourself to the Blessed Mother. But 1,000 years before we even knew about it, he was already doing that for the whole country. And that's just something really unbelievable that I think few countries have the privilege of having had a leader done that for them.
Yeah, that's a great gift in our history. And we can feel the protection or the presence of the Holy Virgin in all the adversities of our history. The picture is in the Basilica in Budapest. Very beautiful.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That church is so, there's so much to see that you don't know what to look at. But that, I, for some reason, that picture kind of came to mind, and it was so powerful thinking to see a king give his power to her. And I think it was something like that she was now the Queen of Hungary. And I think everyone who's a devout Catholic would wish, how I wish that the Blessed Mother was really named Queen of my country, that would be just such a source of consolation. Tell me, I know that you're a bishop, you also have a doctorate, and I imagine that some of that influences the book that you write. Tell us about that part of your education.
When I was 14, I was inspired by a Franciscan priest to read all the Bible. And in 3 weeks, at the lake of Hungary, Balaton, we were spending the vacation there, I read all the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament. It was a huge experience of my life. I didn't understand every part, every detail of the Old Testament, but the strength, the beauty, the vastness, the righteousness or the truth of the Bible has really permeated me. And that's why when I became a priest, I decided to study deeply, if possible, the languages of the Bible. And that's why I was sent to study also in Bethlehem. So I learned a little bit of Arabic language, but mostly Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek. So all these languages, the original languages of the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. It's amazing that you had that experience. Tell us about some of the inspiration that began the thought process of you wanting to write this book. And then also, when you wrote it, was there a particular maybe person that you were thinking, like a type of person out there in the world that you were wanting to reach?
Very often I have the impression that people have deep doubts about their faith. Does God really exist? Or how the universe came to be. We are only fruit of time and chance and matter, or the universe have really a cause, or our life really a goal. Then also the doubt about the Bible, does it come really from God? It is really the message of our Creator that appeared in history, appeared to human spirits, the prophets and all the other writers of the Bible. Or is Jesus really the Son of God, through whom God himself revealed himself, has given himself to the world and has redeemed the world? Do the Gospels really contain historical facts about Jesus, about his teaching, about what he has really done. Or what to say about the historical sins of Christianity? Or are the moral laws really the way towards happiness? Or they are only fruit of historical byproducts of historical or cultural developments? And everyone can choose the values as he or she likes. Do really exist an eternal life? Or also the doubt, if God is really good and omnipotent, why there is evil in the world? So I think many people have a lot of doubts. And that's why they cannot have a really strong faith. They cannot build their lives on the rock of faith because of these intellectual obstacles. And I wanted to give answers or arguments also from reason, from science, from history, but also from human experience, from short stories of authentic Christian lives and believing persons. And also I wanted to show the presence of God in art through the poems. So I wanted to answer somehow these doubts and to help people to have a more convinced faith, to understand, for example, that science and faith are not at all contradictory. The opposite is true. The greatest minds of human history, as Newton or Ampère or Einstein, Bohr, Heisenberg, Planck, all of them were deeply believing persons. So science and faith are not contrary, but showing the same beautiful, huge reality, that worldview, which can really give answers to the questions of human beings. That's why the book has become in Hungary a textbook for many groups of adults preparing to baptism, to help them to answer all these questions, the fundamental questions of faith. Also many groups of young people who are preparing to the confirmation. Mm-hmm. And it's also a very preferred gift to persons, for example, friends or family members who have questions. Many people buy this book and give as a present for those who have questions or problems with their faith.
How long has this book been published in Hungary?
It was published 8 years ago, and it has had already 3 new editions.
Is it a textbook, or is it just like a, what's the format that it's sold in?
It is written or presented with many pictures, and it contains short chapters. I wanted to give not too lengthy answers, to make it easy to understand and to read and think about. So I think it is a short, reasonable answer about the main questions of faith and human life.
When I was reading it, so I have it in a digital edition, just the book itself is very beautiful. They would have these beautiful images and pictures and paintings. And then it, as you're describing, you know, for people that are yet to purchase it, it'd be interesting because you would be talking about something very scientific, mentioning that particular scientist, and then there'd be this beautiful story that was very personal, and then there'd be a poem, you know, and so it was almost like all these different genres of writing were being put there almost like to appeal to all of us, you know, our mind, our heart, our imagination. That was really unique. You know, it's not often that you find a book like that. It's almost like you were having a conversation with someone that's telling you one thing, and then they bring in something else, and then they are reminded of something. So I found that really, really unique and very beautiful.
also old philosophers told very often that truth and goodness and beauty are different faces of the same reality. So they have to be always one, always connected. Truth, beauty, and goodness or value are always connected.